Your creepy uncle has a beard, not your balls. Save 10% when you use code MAN25. That's 10% when you use code MAN25. Manscaped. Those wrinkled hills aren't shaving themselves. Keep the funk off of your junk.
So great. What's up, guys? It's the Aqua Dread, and we got Ryan.
What's up?
Got Ben.
Hey, Charles.
God.
Damn.
My boy's crying.
We got Jamal.
What's up?
Got Jessica.
Hey.
We got Chelsea.
Hey.
And we still got Abby and Marcus.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so guys, we're going to read some comments from our previous podcast where we talked about Leah Thomas and I think sexual assault and stuff. And Jessica's going to read some with me, because I'm not reading a bunch of these long-ass ones, so, okay?
If you're listening and you haven't posted a comment, look inside your soul and ask. Why not?
All right. Can you read the first one, matter of fact? Ellie Nelly.
Yeah, send it to me.
Oh, really? Oh, shit. You're not...
you can find them.
Yeah, I'll send it to her. I'll go ahead and send it to her.
So, wait. We just got to add some filler here.
No, I'm just gonna edit it out. Oh. That's all I'm going to do. All right.
Ben just thinks that he doesn't get edited out.
And somehow that's going to make it in.
All right, go ahead, Jessica.
I'm looking for it. Oh, there it is. All right. Wow, this is long. Okay.
That's what she said.
God.
One thing. Who said this? I don't know. Somebody said this.
Ellie Nelly.
One thing that I want to point out about transgender women in sports is there are different muscles that can't be reversed. I'm a sports physician assistant. We work with injured players daily. We've worked with maybe 25 or 30 transgender women, and on average within a year, some lose at most 5% strength and the volume of muscle. What confuses me is people pretending like they know what they're talking about. I respect you guys, but I'm sure you aren't in sports science. Red blood cells count, ligament strength, fast twitch muscles, muscle density, muscle volume, flow twitch muscle fibers, anaerobic capacity, lung capacity. There's so many things that go into this conversation that I can't even write on here. And if I did, you wouldn't even understand it. Bottom line, men are faster, stronger, whatever word you want to use, it's a fact. If you want them to still compete, I don't care, but know the facts. Physical women cannot compete.
Physically.
Lady, it's a miracle that we get our pants on every day. So. Yes.
Maybe for you, it's easy to put my pants on. Well, Chelsea helped me put my pants on. So
Believable.
All right, I'm curious how Chelsea and Jessica feel about that comment. Because I guess they're the ones who feel the most strong about
the most strong.
I mean, I don't disagree. Obviously, we are not in sports anything, but...
That's true!
That was a pretty valid statement, and I mean, obviously my take on it was more emotional. I just think it's, like, unfair that because somebody is trans, they just, like, can't compete, or I don't know. Mine was definitely more emotional, so I'm not going to disagree with any of the facts. I mean, facts are facts.
Abby, I'm sorry, go ahead, Jessica.
Oh, I wasn't... Okay, but I feel like last time that Chelsea said something like that agreed with this. I thought that
yeah,
it was like,
Yeah, I did.
So I don't know why you
but,
think
okay,
we're going to have
okay.
feelings.
So do you agree with what?
Like, all of it. She said it takes years for them to, like, have the same... Like, for muscle mass to go down and stuff.
I'm curious. But you still do believe she should be able to... Oh, I said she...
Hey.
Good
job.
So you still think that she should be able to...
I don't... I still didn't really have an opinion last time. Like, I don't know. I don't know enough about it. Like, I can see why it's unfair, but I also think it's unfair to trans people to just... Because you are trans, just can't do the things you were already training to do.
Abby, I'm sorry. I real quick want to know Abby's thoughts on this. I want to know first, how do you feel about Leah Thomas... I hope I'm saying her name right. Leah Thomas. How you feel about her swimming with biological women?
I mean, I don't know that much about Leah Thomas specifically, but I don't know. Just take the gender off it. Let everyone compete.
Hey!
That's what I said.
But wait, we did say that, and we did.
Category.
Yeah, yeah. But
said that, but you in particular said that you disagreed because you thought that men would win every time.
Yeah, I had a daughter.
If I was going to go in a swimming competition, I would lose, not because I'm a woman, but because I'm a fat ass. Like, I am just.
I know how to respond to that.
I'm not physically fit. I'm not an athlete.
But I think we're talking more about people who are trained athletes. Would like someone who's a trained athlete, a man going up against a woman, 9 times out of 10, you know, that dude's gonna beat her. Now, I do want to say something because I follow Holly Holmes. Holly Holmes was fighting, was play fighting with who's that dude from Jackass? The other one.
Steve-O.
Steve-O.
Okay.
And she was beating the shit out of him. Okay? He's not a trained fighter.
Yeah.
He's not a trained fighter. If you get the bottom level trained fighter in her weight class, he's gonna beat the shit out of her and he's gonna knock her the fuck out.
Have we seen that though? Because she trains. Has she been beaten when she's been sparring?
Dude, there was like...
You can't really be beaten.
In other sports, there are more examples of this. Like, there was like a... Oh, I can't remember the dude's name. But there was like a match between Serena Williams and...
Oh, yeah.
It was like 250th ranked men, like, player. And he absolutely destroyed her.
But I mean, I think the other part of it is like, if you look at female athletes, there's already conversations that go something like... Oh, so-and-so has beat this record, which puts her above even these men. So, like, women are already being compared to men, even if, like, it's not... Like, even if it's still separated classes. So, I'm not sure that it actually makes that much difference.
So you do feel that... You feel that, you know, no genders, everybody should compete.
Okay,
I just want to get a clarification.
Yes, that would be my opinion, but also I want to back it up with I'm not an athlete. I'm a theater major.
Okay.
Okay? I go on stage and pretend to cry for a living. I have no space to really talk about athletics.
Okay.
But yeah, that would be my
opinion. Go ahead.
So this is something this is something that popped up in my head recently.
Wrong person for the last word.
Fuck you. But also fair.
That's so fair.
But, all right, so if you were to allow everyone to compete in the same league, you would have female to male transgenders competing in that league, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's my question. How do they not get disqualified? Because any man taking testosterone supplements would get disqualified for taking steroids.
I mean, that's a fair argument.
The hidden secret is that they do it anyways.
I know. I would
love... That's not true.
Personally,
that's not
for
true.
Years, I would have loved the idea of, you know what, let's have an NFL league where everyone's just openly taking steroids.
No.
That would be hilarious.
When I was in UGA, I would love it. When I was in UGA, they give you a list of the drugs you cannot take. If they find it in your system, you are getting suspended.
No, Charles, what they're doing is giving you a list of the drugs you can take, all the ones that aren't on that list. That's the reason they give you that.
What are you... Okay, Ben, no. Ben, they give you a list of drugs if they find in your system, you're getting suspended.
You're not on that?
Huh?
It was GHB on it? I think that's what it's called.
The
growth hormone?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it was. I think it was named something else, though. I don't think it was named that. I think it was named something else. But I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I think it was on there, but not how you're describing it.
But, like, that's just something that popped into my head recently when I was thinking about this issue was, you know, everyone always talks about female or male-to-female transgenders because that's where you see the real performance difference compared to the people they're competing against. But then if you let everyone compete, one group is actively taking, you know, anabolic steroids. So How do you deal with that?
You know, we gotta move on, but geez, I got
that's way big all of our pay grade.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, but that's the other half that everyone like deliberately doesn't talk about. Okay. Partially because everyone considers men predators and they see male to female transgenders as still men and view them as predators.
All right, we're gonna move on from that. You'll have plenty of time to talk about men predators again, Ben.
Wording.
For the win, nobody is telling trans people to stop playing sports, Chelsea. We are saying you should stay with the gender you are born. I'm a female basketball player. It's fucking unfair to say let's do genderless sports. I would never make the team. I would never get a scholarship to a college. I would never get a chance to play in the WNBA. You seriously think it's okay to allow them to participate in women's sports? Maybe... some women do have fucked up logic.
Hold on. Does that mean then you're not valuable? You know what I mean? Like, is it worth it to have women's sports?
I don't know. What I hear is that maybe we should take away the tie between education funding and the ability to compete in sports.
Oh, fucking absolutely. colleges should not, like, the... the amount of money
colleges
can
I say something real quick? I'm not trying to be funny, Ben. For someone who's not athletic or never played sports, doesn't like sports whatsoever, I get why you have this issue with sports. You know what I mean? And so, but like, you have to understand that, for one thing, first off, sports brings so much income to Ohio. Let's not even bullshit.
Okay, but Charles, to be fair, Ohio State is one of the few schools in the country that makes money on sports.
Bullshit.
Most schools.
I bet you like every SEC school.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Schools make money on sports. Yeah.
Even if they don't make it directly from sports,
yeah.
Like my private liberal arts school I went to for college, they wanted more athletes because athletes tend to come from richer families, so they qualify for less financial aid, meaning the school gets more money.
Exactly.
Specifically, football, Ohio State, though, subsidizes a lot of
other
absolutely.
Stuff. Yeah, Ohio State is
so
a
to
bit
go
of
back
an
to
exception.
The comment, though.
we don't deal with comments, we do our own
but
thing.
But wait, I didn't really agree that we should take away sports. I really don't have an opinion on this because I'm purely emotional about it. I just think it's unfair on all sides, and I don't know how to feel.
No, I think
it is unfair biologically, especially, like, as a woman. Like, I mean, you know, I used to play sports and stuff, and I was thinking about it after the fact, you know, if I work super hard, you know, playing club teams, playing all year round, working hard to get somewhere, and then somebody who's just, like, naturally, like, twice my size, twice my muscle, like, just there's things that I can't compare to, like that is messed up and it is really unfair.
Yeah,
yeah,
the
but
person
like that's,
brings up the commenter brings
talent.
Up a good point. Yeah,
yeah.
But she got to do what she loves and she got a scholarship and she got to go to a school that helps her do what she loves. If she was just based on like competing against men and she couldn't compare,
dunzo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have been able to do
yeah.
the stuff that she loves to do.
I think this is just such a new territory, and it's honestly, like, no matter what side you choose, somebody's not happy with it.
I mean, listen to this, right? I had a buddy who did track in high school, and he actually went to a meet and was against Kareem Hunt, who is freaking...
Track's not a real sport.
Track and field, buddy.
Shut up.
So he literally raced against
Kareem Hunt. Yeah, Kareem Hunt is one of the fastest running backs in NFL. Go ahead.
He's running back for the Browns. Super fucking fast. He smoked everybody. Okay? Like, are you going to get mad at Kareem Hunt for being that much better than everybody? You know what I mean? So, like, honestly, that's why I think...
Well, that's not the same thing. It's not the same thing.
Women are worse at sports. I mean, like, what are we going to say about it? There are plenty of GM women chess who are smart. They're great. They're up there in the ranks, right? I mean, there's definitely men at the top. But anyways, you know what I mean? Like, so why is there an exception?
Wait, Ryan, are you trying to say we need to have women's leagues and then white people's leagues and then...
black people's leagues?
We should have no league. We should be rainbow league.
Okay, so basically you're saying, so I just want to know real quick before I move on, do you guys feel that we should have genderless sports, or it should still be men and women?
Men and women.
Genderless.
I think you should have all three options.
Oh my god. No.
Why not?
No.
That would solve the problem. You have the two gendered sports, and then you think you're the best.
The five national trans women will all compete against each other.
Gladiator
or whatever, when they have the man and woman, and they also have the one where the man's against the woman.
Okay.
The men's sports, the women's sports, and the league where the women get destroyed.
We have three, you can join whichever one you want. The men's, the women's, or the transgender.
But when I said that, it was a dumb idea.
Babe, that's what mansplaining is. We're moving on. Okay.
It's not a dumb idea. I thought the same thing.
We're moving on.
Well, I said all of it.
We're moving on. All right. We need to hear from the other swimmers. Are they okay with this? If they are, we shouldn't make a big deal out of it. They're not actually okay with it.
Yeah, they've came out and said it's not fair.
I want to ask Chelsea a question. Oh, this never goes good.
I thought you said it was all about Jessica.
I know. I don't know where we're at.
All about Chelsea.
I gotta find it.
I already knew people were gonna come back this last time.
I want to ask Chelsea a question. Let's say 6 years from now, there are 40 transgender women drafted in the NBA, and they start dominating and taking roster spots from other women. Oh, that's a good one, actually. Are you okay with that? Do you believe that's fair?
And would people start watching?
Yeah! Wait, that's a good question.
They would. Charles feels bad.
Alright, go ahead, babe. Answer the question.
I don't know. I don't have an opinion, honestly.
You better!
I don't know how I feel about it, because I truly just think it's, like, I just don't know how I want to feel about this. Y'all are going to come for me for saying I don't know either, but it is. It's just unfair on both sides. I think it's a shitty situation, and I think it's new, and I think that I don't play sports. I don't know. I'm not that bothered by it because it's not my personal situation. So,
but I think that's where a lot of this issue is coming from.
It's very... I think that more of the athletes and more people in the industry need to be making these decisions. This shouldn't be something that, like, all these random people get to make. Like, I don't...
Alright, everybody, name a WNBA team. Anybody.
I mean, I can. The Sparks.
Sparks. That's the only one I know, too.
I don't know any. I don't really pay attention about...
Well, I know the Lightning, and I know the Bells.
Well, you know a lot.
I know a couple.
Well, there's a reason for that, Charles.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of WNBA when Cheryl Swoops was playing. But, I mean, it's pretty bad now. Let's move on.
Wow.
Master Bates, Senior Crepes.
Okay, I want to nominate that one for the winning name of the episode.
Alright, do transgender women go to women's prisons and trans men go to male prisons?
Depends on the state.
They'd be the biggest currency in that place.
Thank you for your comment.
Thank you for your comment, yeah. Alright, babe. Oh, read my comment. I guess I was trying to say comment.
Yeah, we pissed some people off.
Yeah. This was dead ass a first date. Her, I don't care what we eat. Me, okay, how about this? Her, ooh, no, I don't want to eat there. Me, but you just said this. Her, yeah, anywhere but that. Me, okay, how about this? Her, no. I don't know where that came from.
No, I read this one. This one's good. Keep going.
I don't know where that came from. When I was reading it in my head, I'm like, should I keep reading? Like, what the fuck is this?
Keep going.
No, it's done. It's over.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
I enjoyed that one, but I read through them before.
I'm moving on.
That's some real shit, by the way.
So there's I do have something to say.
Wait, go ahead.
You can do a veto system, right? Where you basically give three choices and you both strike down one, and then the third one is, yes, you go to that for sure.
Yeah, but that's both of them are giving it inputting. He was just inputting.
Yeah. Choice. Okay, then you give the three choices.
But I'm just saying, like, obviously you should have been able to read her mind.
Yeah, she clearly had a place she wanted to eat.
So, just to be clear, we're getting into a couple women's logic comments.
No.
Definitely.
Yeah.
She should have been able to give you a, you know.
Well, I think that was also referring back to how we were talking about guys have to, like, I think Jamal's the one who said it, that guys have to, like, not only, like, plan the date, but, like, keep it going, facilitate things. Like, it's just so much pressure on men in dating versus women.
Abby and Marcus, how, what was your first date like?
He walked in a Star Wars t-shirt, and I was like, all right, well, I think I already know where this is going.
Wait, are you serious? A Star Wars t-shirt? Okay, yes. Fine, go ahead.
Yep. I don't know. I think, so the way I always describe our relationship, and I promise I'll let you talk here in a second. The way I always describe the beginning of our relationship is that I didn't have a reason to say no to another date. And then eventually it became like a reason to say yes to another date. So that's like,
I hate this cuteness right now.
So the first date was like, not spectacular, but it wasn't bad.
Anyway. No, but she's right. The thing is, you gotta understand our back history is that we spent years...
In the mic, Marcus.
We spent years going from one date, online dating,
like,
to another
horrific
date.
Horrific dating.
And then we both got to the point where we're just like, okay, let's lay everything out there. We talked about children on the first date.
Like,
we
we were just like... Here's my list. If you're not okay with this, move on.
Wow. Good fucking job.
Yeah.
So just to clarify, you guys have been on so many bad dates that you're just like, I don't give a fuck.
No, let me tell you something. What she just said is 100% why I feel like women need to be started doing. Instead of like just letting shit go on, here are your demands. Either meet them or get the fuck out. I love that. I fucking love that. Yeah. Yes,
you
I
say
fucking
that on
love
the first,
that.
Is that what you do on the first date?
Goddamn right.
Charles does that before the first date.
And I think it depends what you want, right?
It's like a precursor. You have to check the list and then you get
a
date.
I need a booty pick.
I think it depends what you want, right? Like, if you're going on a date just to be like, oh, I'm looking for a casual hookup, that's going to be a different conversation.
Yeah.
Whereas he and I were both like, listen, I'm either going to be single for the rest of my life or I'm going to find someone to settle down with because this dating thing fucking sucks. I'm out.
It is terrible.
I feel like we had checklists, but, like, we didn't go over them. We just had them in our head, and we were like,
"Last word, Jamal, because we're off topic.
This is done. Wait, cut
me off. You're the one who brought it up.
I did, but I wanted her. I wanted her. I didn't want you. We know your story.
I'm done.
We know your story.
That's fine.
If anyone didn't know, Jamal and Jessica are married now.
Yay.
Okay, yeah, don't send comments about that. We don't. We get it. We get it. It's a ring. There, nothing changed. Move on. All right, Jeff the Clef. Women's
Jeff
logic
the
is
Clef.
Is
he's back.
He's back.
Do you remember that guy?
Women's logic is dressing sexually explicit, knowing men are visual creatures, but get mad when they stare. Jamal.
I don't disagree with that.
Jamal.
100% true.
Jamal Corday. Women's logic, bring a kid into the world that you can't afford and report it in a study that you're unhappy and blame men for not cooking, cleaning, and helping with the kid. That's from the other thing that we talked about. The man now, it sounds like women are crying about having responsibility. If you are with a guy who doesn't clean and makes you unhappy, leave. Nobody is putting a gun to your head, forcing you to stay. Women just complain.
Communicate, guys.
Also, like, if you're the person staying home and doing the cleaning and cooking and taking care of the kids, you don't have the finances to leave.
And watch your foot.
That's true. I don't know how to combat that.
I'm saying, like, if you don't have your own income, how do you leave?
That's a good question.
That's a good question. I go to a shelter. Next.
I'm just saying, No,
that's fact.
I love my husband dearly. No plans to leave him. And I do, and he is very good at helping around the house. But like, if something came around where I had to leave, I make $45 a week. Like, I can't leave.
I got you.
You know?
You know what? We're gonna call not Harvey Weinstein, but like Steven Spielberg or someone, and we'll have him put you in one of his puppet movies or something. What do you mean? He does a puppet movie. So
Jim Henson.
Oh, Jim Henson. My
and
bad.
He's dead.
Okay. Damn it. Move on. the man. Okay. Moving on. Tiptoe in the tippy toe ho.
Tiptoe ho.
Men have the responsibility of everything for decades, and I'm supposed to give a fuck about women complaining about responsibilities. And then a hand down emoji.
Oof.
I don't know. Do you know the context of what we were talking about before?
Yeah, we were talking about what that study where women said after having all these like equality things, they're unhappier. And we were talking about how for a lot of women, now they have the responsibility of being financially responsible and all the other responsibilities. Like they got more and men
didn't get more.
Like, it's like
I just
want to
make sure she understood.
No, I didn't. But like,
it was what we were talking about, and I think we all had various different opinions on it. But I think for a lot of women now, because we can work and because we can do whatever we want or however.
There
you
was
want
a comment that came in. It said, you know, like, so you said if you're not, Abby said if you're not leave, if you don't have the money, how can you leave? But this is talking about women working and cleaning up in the household.
And being responsible for the house.
Because
like,
it's not fair if you're both going and working 8 to 5 and then you come home and the husband's like, oh, I don't look at my children. You're the mom. You take care of them.
I just don't think that happens.
It happens.
So a guy comes into it, doesn't even talk to his children.
No, it's not that he doesn't talk to his children, but he mentally can't handle his children alone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Like, the whole idea of, like, people talk about, oh, I'm going, like, women will talk about, oh, I'm going away for the weekend, but it's okay because I told my 5-year-old daughter how to run the oven, so now the family's not going to starve to death. And it's like, what about your fucking husband? He doesn't cook. Like, that's real conversations that happen.
Oh, my gosh. I feel...
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's excessive.
Like, I have to go home early on a,
But, like, I read an op-ed recently, and I can't remember who the guy was, but basically his point was, stop with, like, the comments about, like, oh, you're being Mr. Mom today.
Yeah.
He's like, no,
I'm being
a fucking father, degenerate.
I've literally, and I think it's, Marcus and I, one of the big conversations we had when we were dating is I just did not want a relationship the same way that my dad and mom had a relationship. And I love my father dearly, but when mom gets one night a month out of the house and every 30 minutes she's getting a phone call going, the baby's crying, what do I do? Hey, dinner burnt, what do I do? Hey, this happened, what do I do? That's not a night out. You gotta get yourself together and be a grown up.
Wow. That's
that happens more than you think.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. The next one is Larry King James. Are we running it up? Women logic is dating a bunch of shitty men that she picked and then preach to other women how shitty men are.
That's fair.
Kiki, did you fuck me?
What?
No.
Is that a name?
I don't know if it's a name. it's not asking a question. You're asking someone who doesn't want a kid how he would take care of a kid. Good job, guys. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Does he think we're speaking to
him? More than one person's listening.
Like,
we
got a lot of listeners.
Yeah.
I don't know about a lot, but...
My milkshake keeps the boys in the bedroom.
Good for you.
I'm a trans woman who is attracted to women. I walk on eggshells in lesbian spaces because they think I'm predatory. Leah, oh, she spelled Leah's name wrong, has set us back even further. I used to be all about the trans community, but I'm becoming more and more conservative because it's clear as day that some trans people are doing fucked up shit and saying it's transphobic if you call them out on it. That's a very interesting, the first part where she said that she feels, you know, she walks on eggshells in lesbian spaces.
Well, that's shit that Dave Chappelle was talking about, that friend that he had in the comedy community.
Standing up for him.
And then, Daphne. And then everybody attacked her online, and she ended up, like, committing suicide. And she seemed like a very competent person, you know, despite a lot of shit, but having that many people against you, it's kind of the same thing. You have certain people supporting stuff in the wrong
way. I don't want to jump on the transgender thing real quick, but I do want to ask a question. Does anybody here feel that, not that they can be toxic, but that the transgender community is toxic? Not that they can be toxic, but that they are or aren't.
Charles, I think there's a different group that's toxic, but it's not unique to the transgender community. It's activists. Activists are functioning on, like, a leading edge of an issue, and there are times that it seems like certain activists forget that they are on the leading edge and that they move past the average of society, and basically they can become toxic because they think they're the norm, and they are very far from it.
That's how you implement real change, though, the shift over to Window Man.
And it's also how you engender a giant backlash against the people you claim to be advocating for. And that's what's happening right now with the transgender community.
The activists
have pushed farther ahead of general society, and they've engendered a backlash. And now we're seeing the backlash.
I literally didn't even think about or even care about trans people 10 years ago. Like, now, I would say a lot of my friends here in Columbus are aware of issues. That is progress, buddy. Like, it's not necessarily, the actual act that they do is not always achievable. You know what I mean? The push that they actually do, they understand, too. I mean, intelligent people understand, too, that is not always 100% achievable in our society, but slowly there is gains to be made that benefit society as a whole. That's the point.
I agree as well. But I do also kind of agree with Ben, where there's some activists who, after they achieve a certain point, kind of go a different way and kind of do take away what they've already done. Like, I don't know the right way to phrase that.
The reason why I asked it is because, you know, I have transgender friends, and, like, all of them think like me. Like, all of them don't agree with transgenders in sports. They all, and so, I'm always looking for the transgender person who doesn't agree with me. And so, that's why I kind of ask, because you see it online, but I just don't see it in person. So that's why I kind of asked. Abby, I kind of wanted to get your opinion on that as well.
Can you restate the original question?
So I just want to know, do you feel if the transgender community is toxic? Not that they can be. I just want to know if you think that they are or aren't.
I don't think it's inherently toxic. I mean, like you said, can be is always a different question.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, like, I also have several trans friends, and they are definitely, are like, they're just women, put them on the sports team.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but I think it also depends on the groups you hang out with. And
yeah. Okay. We're going to move on. It's not about their gender identities. Their gender identities aren't competing. It's their bodies that are. I don't care about what they feel is in their heads. You sound crazy. Honestly, you sound like you don't know how to use critical thinking as a grown adult. Compete with men. Hashtag save women's sports.
I feel like you would have a lot, if you're phrasing this to other people, like, I feel like leave off the back half of the comment, because the first part was dead on. Your body is what's competing, not your identity.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't know, like, your penis isn't what makes you fast. Like,
I don't know.
It's not what
No, it's your balls that do.
It's definitely not that, but I do agree that, like, biologically, there are differences between men and
I
women.
I guess my
that
thing is that
change.
There are ways that you can define categories.
Are you okay, Jessica? I'm sorry. I have to point it out. Like, I'm sorry, Abby.
I don't know. Just like, I feel like if you're going to split people into categories, there are ways to split them into categories that don't have anything to do with gender or sex. You know, like, even in, you know, boxing and wrestling, there's weight classes. That doesn't necessarily...
Quick question, Abby. Do you think athletically men and women are the same?
I mean, I think scientifically the answer is generally no. But at the same time, like I said, I'm not slow because
okay.
I'm a woman. I'm slow because I'm a fat ass.
Okay.
Like, there are going to be men who are slower than me. There are going to be women who are faster than
okay,
me.
Okay, so a man who is your height, your weight, your size.
You can't just do weight, though, because mm-hmm. Weigh muscle and fat weighs. I just feel like...
Well, I guess I'm just using her what she said. Like, you're a man who is your size, your height, your everything. Do you how many times do you think a man or a woman would beat that dude in running? Let's just say in running.
I would have to race them.
Okay.
Don't know. Like...
So you're saying someone 9 times out of 10, you're saying that someone who is a man who is your same everything is going to basically, you know, it can be up in the air.
What I'm saying is, if the issue is that people don't like being classified by gender or how gender is perceived, find a different way to classify. Is it by general running speeds? Is it
that's what the problem is.
Yeah,
I'm
just
problem.
Looking for the fastest in a race.
But see,
I mean?
That's...
Like,
but I think that... But no, I think she hit on something there. If people don't want to be classified by gender, then find something different. The issue is... The majority of people want to be classified by gender, and there are a few people that don't, and they're the ones that are making the stink.
All right, I want to read this real quick, because it says something about credibility. I don't think trans people need to be on your show so you can talk about trans people. What will they provide other than give credibility? They'll either agree with you or they won't. I became a man when I changed back into a woman. Wait, what? I became a man, then I changed back into a woman. So, okay.
So they were transition to untransition.
Okay, and then, okay. I know weird trans community is becoming like a religious cult. It's like they recruit you being young or brainwash weak men into spreading their bullshit gospel. I'm glad I didn't get the surgeries. I guess deep down I knew this was insane. Many of these trans people are liars and have warped minds. Leah Thomas and all you pathetic trans women think it's okay to cheat and steal women's sports away. Fuck you. You will not win at the end. Me and other former trans people with the same stories will speak out against you. Whoa, shit. That fucking...
There's a lot of misogyny in that comment.
That blew my fucking mind right there.
So, Ryan, you go first.
I was just going to say, I have brought up the point before that I think it was called this transgenderism. There is definitely a streak of certain people who overzealously push on gender identity to people. And I have a few trans friends, and they have kind of explained to me that they first got into the community by being told they were trans.
I've had friends that where they said that because they were dressing as a tomboy, that people told them that they were trans because they were dressing as a tomboy.
I think that's a personal journey that, like, you know, you can have somebody guide you, but from what I've heard mm-hmm. through the grapevine, it can be more extreme than that, and that's...
Abby, did you want to say something?
Because
you said it was misogynistic, so I wanted you to...
Yeah, I mean, it is, like... I'm sorry, you don't have to be a weak man to, like, there's something about thinking you're feminine and equating that directly to being a weak man that's bullshit.
Ben, go ahead.
So I guess I'm focusing on the beginning part of the comment. I guess I would still like to have a trans person that, you know, disagrees or thinks mm-hmm. differently than us on the program. Not to validate our arguments, not to make them you know, valid, but because I'm always afraid there's a side of the argument we're missing. You know, I would compare it to, you know, a bunch of white people sitting around talking about black culture. You know, sure, you can do it, but there's probably something you're going to be missing. And that's what I'm always afraid of is, you know, and not, I guess afraid is the wrong word, but if a trans person could potentially add something we're missing, I don't see there's a reason not to have someone on. And I'd like to have someone on if they think they can contribute something that we are missing.
Yeah, I agree with
last
that.
Last word, Jamal.
I agree with that. I think that that having somebody on here who is trans would give us an extra opinion. It wouldn't be the opinion that would be, you know, the opinion of trans people.
Charles speaks for all black people.
I mean, just look at his face.
True. It would give us.
I speak for the real black people, man.
Oh shit!
That's my. I'm
done. All right, Leslie Knope.
Yay.
Yeah, since these guys want to be funny, so a man took me to get tacos. I'm eating the chips before we get our meal, and he's like, "Do you like the salsa?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I do. It's good." And he's like, do you know that if you like the salsa, you can actually put that on your tacos?" I was like, "Yeah, I know how salsa works."
Yes. Sending us your date.
Okay.
Mansplaining.
I think it's mansplaining. I think she was talking about mansplaining.
I think that is, yes, that's mansplaining.
Yeah.
That's good. Good
example. Dude, okay, can I say something real quick? Can we just, maybe it's not mansplaining. Maybe the dude is just stupid. Like, dead serious. Like, sometimes.
So it's not that they assume women are stupid. It's just that they're stupid.
They're stupid. Yes. They're stupid.
Somebody told them. Well, that's what women
say.
Yes.
They were like,
in their mind.
I can do that. Yeah, exactly. Someone told them one time, like, "Oh, shit. I can impress her with my knowledge, bro."
Yeah.
Like.
Okay.
The one, the only, I was working out at the gym and warming up for squats when a man stepped onto my platform and asked if he could spot me. I politely declined, but he did not get the hint. He proceeded to mansplain the mechanics of a squat. He showed me where to put the bar on my back, how my feet should be positioned.
He was hitting on you.
And how, thank you, and how I should breathe. I finally had to interject and let him know I was a personal trainer, I was a competitive powerlifter, and a national level powerlifting coach. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, I don't, like,
that's
girl,
literally mansplaining, though.
No, yeah. it's guys just hitting on girls. That's all it is. It's all it is.
But if you're at that competitive level, then I mean, I feel like it's your duty to just embarrass people. Like, and he's like, is that how I do it? And just put like an insane amount of weights on and just embarrass the fuck out of him.
And like, guys, if like she tells you like you need to change up your strategy real fast, like if she says, "I know what I'm doing," you need to change up your strategy if you want it to work. Otherwise,
yeah, just grab her, walk out.
You can literally
don't do that.
As a woman, if I were a woman,
I was like, "Are you a woman?" I'm like,
that's what
this
I was
whole
saying.
Time, Ryan. We love.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Go
ahead, Ryan.
As a woman, I would just say, "I don't give a fuck what you say." Being rude is an underrated skill.
And Jessica
so
has,
is, yes.
Jessica has said before, sometimes you gotta be a bitch.
Yeah,
I know.
Embrace being a bitch.
Okay, this comment, Buster Hyman, I think he's trying to be funny.
He's been on before. Yes. His comments been before.
Definitely.
Fuck you, man. Buster Hyman. Welcome back. This is the internet, so I don't care, but these comments above is why I think women are dumb sometimes. Some dudes are nervous talking. Some guys are trying to talk to you. So that's the only way they know how. Females act like guys don't do this to other guys. Once again, ladies, you aren't special. Now, that might be a slightly misogynistic.
I don't know.
I agree with that one.
I kind of agree with that one. Some guys are just, they just have no game, and they
I agree.
And they just, they're like, oh, I'm going to take this and run with it, and it comes off a certain way.
I'm sorry, but the salsa guy, there's no redeeming that.
All right. This one right here, I'm going to read this, but this sounds, the first part does not sound good. I want more transgender women to go into female sports because maybe it'll be more exciting. 20 years from now, trans women will dominate female sports and biological women will begin to come up with other patriarchy phrases to complain about. Ha ha, women are such dumb toes. I'm sorry. I had to read it because it was fucked up. Abby, I want you Abby, comment on that.
I don't even know if it's worth a comment. Holy fuck.
Holy fuck.
Thank you for your comment.
Thank you for your comment. Thank you for your comment. Alright. I'm just laughing because, like, because it's the internet, people are like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to say the fuck I want.
I appreciate the honesty, if nothing else.
Okay.
No, I don't appreciate the honesty.
I don't appreciate the honesty. Okay, are we reading more comments? We have time for a little bit more comments? Okay. Anita Moorhead.
Okay, you know what?
What the fuck about that?
You.
I don't know what that
is. Say it again.
Anita Moorhead. Oh. Oh.
Okay, puns are my humor and I am here for this. Okay.
I know, they're good today.
Wait, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, how are you the last one to
I don't
that?
Know, I don't know. Okay, I'm a woman so I might not understand this. First, I didn't have options, now I have options and can't be happy because these options come with responsibilities. Oh my, well, I'm going to sit in the middle of the room and cry. After that, I'll walk over to my lazy husband who's playing video games and ask him if he needs anything while I have a crying baby over my shoulder. Go fuck yourself, Jessica.
Wow! I didn't say all women did this. Now, in a modern era,
because
right.
You
weren't allowed to say you're unhappy back then in, like, society.
I'm sorry.
Because then you had hysteria.
I'm just saying.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing because...
Anita Moorhead can need some more head.
Walter
Don't
Pitts.
Don't we all?
What if that's her actual name?
Walter Pitts. Nobody said other than housework as added responsibility. Can someone name another reason why women are saying they are unhappy?
Emotional labor.
It's the same thing, though. It's housework, though, right?
Emotional labor?
What's emotional? Okay.
Emotional labor is like women are expected to be the ones that primarily carry the emotional side of the relationship. Honey, are you okay? Are you doing all right? You're sad, so I have to take care of you.
I don't do that to her at all.
I disagree.
I 100% don't do that to her. I don't ask her if she's okay.
I will say, like, I think the generation...
Tell me you're okay.
I think the generations are shifting, but, like, yes, it's a real thing. Like, I can speak...
So, okay, I can understand that because I 100% don't... she understands that my emotions are just like that.
No.
Like, I 100% don't show emotion like that.
He doesn't, like, compute emotion sometimes. Like,
compute?
Yeah. Like if he even senses I, like, have an emotion, he's like, I gotta leave the room. You deal with it and let me know how I feel.
That's emotional labor.
Yeah.
Sorry, babe. Next. See, Sabrina the adult bitch. I think that's what it says.
That's great.
The second shift. After work, I come home and clean. I agree it's annoying, but if I was single, wouldn't I have to do the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, too, that, like, if that's the situation you're in and you're unhappy, you can leave it. Like, we were just speaking more, like, generally what women, like, complain about. It's not necessarily, like, our situations. Like, you always have the, like, there's always a point where you can change your own situation. If you are working and paying bills and having to do all that and you don't want to do it and take care of another person... Then fucking go do it for yourself.
Listen, if you don't last like word. Doing a certain chore, then you can budget and hire somebody
to do that tour.
We already talked about, like, so not everybody makes a lot of money, so we can't do that.
No.
Look, the thing is that, like, you share responsibilities, right? Or no. You should if you're in a relationship.
You should.
No.
Right?
You should.
So you should be able to, like,
you should
communicate with your partner and figure out.
Everybody drink.
I think the thing was that we were responding to, like, the possibilities for why women nowadays might say that they are unhappy. Than people who took
Jessica,
that.
Jessica, they're coming for you. So I just want you to get ready.
That was so rude, by the way. Fuck you, whoever said that.
Fuck you! Yeah, fuck you! Okay, Jessica, you're possibly getting offended. I don't know, but women are just very good and caring for children. It's something women do, practice, talk about. They learn from their little cousins, nieces, and nephews. You're poking the bear. Teen boys, men aren't constantly around children. Or even want to be around children. So stop behaving as if this is some new phenomenon that you found out about.
No,
that's
fuck you.
Fixable.
Fuck
oh
no.
My gosh.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
Because men are always looked at as predators. So we're not, like, it always goes to the woman.
That doesn't change the fact that what this person was saying.
Yeah, but teenage girls
does.
Don't necessarily want to be around babies either. It's certain people love babies. Other people don't like babies. And don't want to deal with babies, because babies are disgusting, and they throw up all over the place, mm-hmm. and they make really gross-smelling poops.
Yeah, Jessica
but
hates
like,
babies. I have
no,
a new niece.
No.
I love babies.
See?
That's not true.
No, she hates babies. Jessica, do you hate
Jessica
babies?
Jessica does not hate babies. Not babies.
I like
stop that.
Puppies and kittens. Babies are fine. I just don't...
There's just also something hilarious about that comment, to be like, well, boys aren't giving the opportunities to learn about children... Then give them the fucking opportunities. That's social and it's fixable.
Well, also you can say that, but what if boys don't take the opportunity? It's not like it shouldn't be a big issue. Like if boys decide like don't want the opportunity to be around kids and stuff like that, it shouldn't be a big issue.
It should be a big issue if it's their kids.
Yeah,
we're not talking. We're talking about boys. We're talking about
no.
Boys.
We're talking. The
why are
talking,
you talking about? Wait, why are you talking about a dude taking responsibility of his own kid?
Because that's what the comment was referring to. The original discussion.
I know that's not what he was. The person
said that women are natural nurturers
mm-hmm.
and that men are not. But that's false.
Saying that women have the opportunity to be around kids, whereas men do not. I never really had.
Any camp, they'll mm-hmm. have boy counselors and girl counselors. Like, they try to hire an equal amount of boys and girls to care for the little kids at camp. Because they want, like, you need to have that.
This is going way off topic. When do camps start? Is it 12, right?
No, you can go to camp as early as, like,
3 to 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
What
wow.
kind of bougie-ass camp is this?
All right, next.
Day camps for, like, elementary school.
It's a day camp. It's
all right, we gotta move on.
Parents gotta go to work.
Who are the societal men who don't help with the household that you know of, Jessica? I'd like to answer without pivoting off topic like you usually do.
Well, I'd like to not, like, mention my friends by names.
Like
so,
Charles.
I'm not gonna, but certain people, I have friends.
Charles.
Hey, he
Charles.
Said it.
Charles. I think I only know, like, one couple that has a kid that splits their days for who's in charge of the kid. Like, they do it every other day, they swap off, and then each of them has one day where they're, like, completely... Like, they can go out of the house and do whatever they need to do
mm-hmm.
and, like, have their own social life. But other than that, they're, like, on call, but it's primary job of like, the mom on Mondays and Wednesdays to put the kids to bed and to feed them dinner and do all their things. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's the other, you know, it's her husband.
Okay.
There's one
That's
couple.
Weird.
Every other couple I know who has kids, the woman is all, like, the primary
Let me ask a question
and
real quick.
I'm just saying, like, and, like, their husbands will call when we're out, like, having drinks or at the movies and be like, I don't know what I'm doing. Where am I going? Like, not all of them, but some of
let
them.
Let me ask a question real quick because we got to move on. Those relationships where the man is always, like, doing this, how does the woman feel about that?
Well, she said now it's better because the kids are a little bit older and can speak.
Okay,
like,
so when this was happening, she had an issue with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Of course she had an issue.
Okay. The next comment is, my boyfriend, my brother, his wife, and our friends sat and listened to this podcast in disbelief that grown adult women in 2022 are saying they feel, or other women feel, pressure from society. Didn't know society ran your households. Jessica, calm down.
I'm not upset. I'm like glad to see that you and your family are, you know, past society.
Well, society is just the amalgamation of everybody's household, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, if nobody in the world ever ate cheese, we wouldn't talk about cheese in society.
Damn right. Damn lie. I love cheese.
Everybody loves cheese.
Ludie Judy. I'm an engineer, a female engineer. I was one of six female students, but only three of us graduated. 8 years later, I'm the only one in the field working. Did society force them to get married and have babies? They chose that lifestyle. Did society force the men to stay in the field and graduate? I'm a woman. I can think for myself and can and not make excuses. It's women like... Oof.
Can I just say before?
Wait,
you finish, all right, finish.
No, I don't want to finish. Go ahead.
I want to hear now. It's more like this.
Like,
suck.
Finish her.
I'm just saying they chose to like have babies, but did they choose? Maybe they wanted to come back to work, and they weren't allowed because they had children. Like that's not them.
I don't want people coming at Jessica, but I was slightly excited that people were, like, coming at her.
Okay.
But now I feel, like, so bad.
What's the rest of that comment?
No, it's too late. No, I'm not reading that. It's too much. It's too much. It's enough.
I was also in the manual labor industry. Didn't she say that she was in, like, a...
engineer.
She's an engineer.
That's not manual labor.
Which is fine, but, like...
Manual... What? Engineering is not... chemical engineering, maybe.
No, definitely not.
Okay.
As a chemical engineer, no.
What I just want to say also is, like, those men also maybe had kids that she's...
And they still came back to work.
They came back to work. Like...
Oh, but listen. The one issue, and we got to stop real quick, but the issue that I do have is that if this is a really bad a situation, women need to start saying something. Because it seems like it's like, okay, the man's going back to work, the woman's staying at home, and she's not happy. Something needs to be said.
So, like, the not-happy thing is separate from this at this point. Because the not-happy was that statistic thing
sure.
that we were talking about.
Sure.
And we were mentioning, Chelsea and I, reasons why women may feel more free to say that they're unhappy now than they did in the 50s or whatever. Like, not necessarily that... I don't think that they're necessarily more unhappy now. I think that there's more women who are free to say that they're unhappy.
And not only that...
There's also a thing about companies having...
I actually agree. I actually do agree with what you're saying. I'm going to be... I'm sorry to cut you off, Jamal, but I do agree with what you're saying. In my head, I have that mindset. As in, don't stop complaining. Just do what you have to fucking do. Because that's what I was always taught. My parents always taught, fuck the word racism, fuck you being black, I don't want to hear anything, fucking go do what you gotta do, overcome the shit. So my mentality, when I see that, that's what I heard when I was a kid. So when you mention it, I do understand, like, that's what they're saying, but in my head, I'm just like, overcome it. Figure something out.
Yeah.
If Chelsea takes care of this household 100%. Before everybody came here, Chelsea cleaned every fucking thing in this house. She made all this fucking food. She got all this shit ready. Cleaned the bathroom, every fucking thing. All I did was come home and set this shit up.
That's what Chelsea
wakes up in the morning, makes me fucking breakfast. Makes me fucking dinner. If she doesn't come home in time, she'll make me fucking dinner. All I gotta do is go in there and do. That's what she wants to do for me. All
right, what do you do?
Nothing.
You're a piece of shit, buddy.
I'll tell you this though. If Chelsea tells me today that she wants a car, she's gonna get a car. If Chelsea tells me that she wants a new house, which she's told me, in which we're getting a fucking new house, I'm going to get a new house for her. Because she does a lot in this fucking house. But my thing is that I feel like Are the women that are doing this, are they happy in their relationships? Are they happy doing what they're doing? Or is it just other people complaining about other people's relationships?
That's a good question. But I also think the big thing with that shit is that this country doesn't do a lot of shit for maternity and paternity leave.
Well, no, they don't. But kind of just what Charles was talking about, if people are happy or not, I feel like it's almost a point now where, like, people who want to be, like, in our relationship, we chose that dynamic. That was something we talked about. We talked about expectations of our partners and all that. But, like, I feel like a lot of women are afraid to say that they want something more traditional. Mm-hmm. Like, they feel like it's bad for them to say, you know what, I would want to be a housewife, or I would want to stay home or work less because, like, we have so much opportunity. So I feel like a flip side of that is some people feel like they have to be, like, the powerhouse and take on all this stuff because it's, you know, you're not pro-feminist or whatever.
Oh, that's a good point.
If you decide, you know what, I do want to stay home. I do like taking care of the house. I don't mind if the guy takes on, you know, more responsibility, whatever it is.
I want to stay home.
You said that multiple times. Yeah, don't worry.
I want to too, but Jessica won't let me.
I think the main thing is, like, everyone go to couples therapy, please, for the love of all things good.
Yeah, Chelsea's really big into therapy. She's not crazy.
You did spend the whole episode talking about therapy.
Because everybody should do it.
Therapy's the best thing in the world.
Yes, for yourself, for your family.
Hey, man, I'm good.
Alright.
Uh-huh. Don't make it weird.
You should talk to somebody.
Not a granny. I don't believe women are just automatically good with children. I think throughout our lives, we've had more experiences with kids, which help us more when we have kids. Which I kind of agree.
Yeah.
Ricky Kaki. He's back again. It's in every species, women are the caretakers. Biologically, that's what it is. Manufacturing drama again. That's what it says.
Yeah, well, fuck you, Ricky Kaki. Seahorses.
Oh, I wish I could.
And penguins. The male penguins take care of the babies.
The women.
If I was a penguin, I'd still knock that shit out.
Penguins are very bad, apparently, at the zoo at taking care of their eggs. So the zookeepers in New Orleans steal their eggs and give them fake ones to take care of.
Yeah.
So.
Penguin deception. Next episode, we talk about penguin
deception.
Should they have rights? All right,
this is a very, very, very fucking long one. Alright, relive to redream. I'm older and maybe what I'm about to say is off topic, but your conversation got me thinking. Dynamics work more than philosophies. There are women who want to cook and clean. Some don't want to, but do it because they have to. And some hate it. I bought into the feminist movement and felt like I didn't want to stay at home with kids and clean and this and that, but now I'm 60, and it didn't get me anywhere. I have no kids, no husband, just people who I work with and make the money I make. The point is, fuck what society says and do what makes you happy. We as women need to stop complaining and make decisions that fit us and make sure the person you decide to marry that fits each other's dynamics. Society isn't my God, and it shouldn't be yours.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it's a good comment.
Then she says, I want to say one last thing.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. It's like, oh, shit. It bothers me that... Okay, yeah. It bothers me that Jessica asks the same question over and over again as if she's trying to get a wrong answer out of the guy. He was basically saying he picks up her slack, she picks up his slack. If he's expecting to have kids and he wants to have a partner who's good with kids and he expects, quotations, that from his spouse, that's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Him and his spouse dictate their relationship, not you or society.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what she's talking about either. I don't know what she's talking about either. But the first one was good, sir. Or ma'am. Or non-binary. Or binary. We don't know.
All of us. We totally know, Charles. You just...
Yeah, but men can be feminists.
Yeah, men can be feminists. Yeah.
But she also said more feminist things about women.
It sounded like a woman, but we don't know.
Yeah, I do think there's... like a real valid point she makes though about do what makes you happy and what works for your dynamic. I mean, we were both working jobs that had the same amount of hours and we were coming. And so like we split up the chores differently where I didn't do any chores and he did all of them. And, and he made breakfast and I
made dinner.
No, he
did mention that.
But then
and
I was like,
OCD with that.
Yeah, and then I was like, hey, I'm absolutely miserable working this 8-to-5 job. I want to stay home. So now I've taken on most of the chores, and I do all the cooking, and I'm happier that way. And it's okay that I'm happier that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about you and your relationship, though. Communication.
So, I'm
not communication!
If I asked the same question more than once, it was probably because I was, like, too drunk to either hear an answer or remember that I asked.
I'm not going to read this person's comment because it's not anything special, but I love his name, Harry Sack. Kiki, did you fuck me
your
back?
Your thoughts were worthless, but your name is cool.
Charles, have you heard of the term the man box? The idea that there is one right way to be a man, while marginalizing others who are different than the idealized man. There are different types of men, and they all have their place. That being said, if women don't want to date sensitive men, trans men, beta men, the new style of men, then they don't have to. I'm not dating a guy who wants me to pay his bills, or a guy who isn't stoic. Sorry, I don't know where that came from.
So don't.
So yeah, so don't.
Can I tell a really cute story and
you can
cut it out later if you don't want to?
No, go ahead.
Want it. So this was after we were married. But through the time dating, everyone kept talking to Marcus about, like, the movie How to Train Your Dragon. And, like, would give him, like, copies of the movie or, like, things from the movie.
Wait. Multiple movies of the How to Train Your
Dragon? Yeah, apparently they're sequels. I don't know.
Okay.
But after we were married, finally I was like, Marcus, what is this How to Train Your Dragon thing? I don't get it. And he was like... I just really love that movie because I think it's ultimately a movie about finding your own way to be a man and finding your own way to live your masculinity. And you don't have to be the big burly Viking to make a meaningful impact on your community. And I was like, wow, that is the fucking cutest answer that could have ever been said. And I'm even more in love with you.
Marcus, you said that?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think you're a man. No. All right. I'm supposed to play Marcus. So listen.
That's actually a really good perspective.
There's a couple
and
comments.
It's a really good movie.
There's a couple comments that are pissed off that Jessica skipped their comments on the last episode.
Sorry.
Can I read one of them?
Yes. Please. They're hilarious.
I forgot about that.
That's right. I just got bored, guys.
Alright, so I don't know what the name of this is. Ursula Blah Jackson. So I don't know if you or okay, whatever. I feel a little disrespected that my comment wasn't read. But you decided to read others. Men aren't being men anymore. Men are becoming lazy, over emotional. Men don't even want to ask women out anymore or pay for dates. What happened to strong men? There's no society that can survive without strong men running the world. Do you think if men disappeared that a bunch of trans men could keep the society going? You are wrong for trying to silence me.
Amazonian women.
Right.
We were,
like, let's talk to the Amazon.
You know?
We were correct on
silence. Yeah, I agree. You were wrong for silencing me.
I love the indignancy of it.
It's like,
I cannot be silenced.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, we don't read 100% of the comments. And honestly, if you say something good and we don't catch it, our bad.
Yeah.
Like, that dude's just smoking weed and being like, yo. What if?
No. Check this
I'm
out.
I'm sorry. I just can't. I can't get over the fact that this person said
Ursula.
This is probably a girl.
Yeah.
Is it you're wrong for silencing me? Calm down. Calm. It's a podcast. Sir, my ma'am, my binary.
Sometimes people take this so seriously, and it just.
No, I don't take any of this.
This is pure entertainment for us, guys. This is not like life
we
or
have
death.
No horses in this race. Right?
Yeah, we have no penises, no vaginas in this race.
Oh, they're penises.
But are they in the race?
Are they, yeah, they're in the race. All right, that's all the comments, guys, because after that one, I can't read anymore. All right, so thank you so much, guys. Bye.
Later.